Actually, I again welcomes the Security Council visit to Sudan and to Darfur in particular, and also I welcome their expression of their concern about situation, their humanitarian situation, and security situation. But actually, I appeal to them actually to go beyond words, beyond, you know, expressing just, you know, their concern about the great situation on the ground. I think what we need from the Security Council is to act and to take action, because Security Council, you know, prime responsibility is to, you know, to protect people and to stop the violation of human rights, as well as to maintain, you know, security and peace. Till now, I think what's going on right now in Darfur and in Sudan is a real threat to the international peace and security, and a violation. And genocide is going on right now in Darfur. What we need from Security Council, not wheels. What we need from Security Council, not the expression of their concern about the situation, but what we need from them, actions and measures which can stop what's going on right now and to improve the humanitarian and security solution. That's what we need from Security Council. And I hope their visit should, you know, make them do something about the situation on Darfur, not just to express their concern and to express, you know, their criticism about what's going on in Darfur and in Sudan in general.
Adam, what specific action do you expect or do you want the Security Council to take against what you just described as the violation of human rights in Darfur?
As we speak right now, the government of Sudan is committing massacres after massacre, massacre after massacre. And I think Tibra was the last one which was committed in northern Darfur. As we speak right now, under the name of new strategy, the government of Sudan is dismantling the ITP camps and harassing the ITPs in their camps. And that actually, again, is the international standards and again is the international humanitarian law. And Security Council should do more, actually, to protect the principle of international humanitarian law on the ground in Darfur. As we speak right now, there is air bombardment in some areas of Darfur. We need that actually to be to stop. And as we speak right now, the militias are committing a lot of crimes actually in Darfur. The last thing actually happened that was in northern Darfur as well. All this actually is real violation to the international humanitarian law, real violation actually to the principle which, you know, supposed to protect civilians on the ground and ITPs on the ground. That actually needs the Security Council to take action about it. The other thing also, right now there is no political horizon. If there is no political horizon in Sudan, there will be more violence. So we aim the Security Council actually to evaluate the political process which is going on right now in Doha, because the political process in Doha actually lost its sight completely. And now there is no trust from our people on the ground and from everyone who actually seeking to bring peace, to bring about peace in Darfur has any kind of trust actually about what's going on in Doha. What we need from the Security Council is to evaluate the process, to rectify actually the process, to make it a meaningful one, a serious process which can assist the conflicting parties, you know, reaching a peaceful resolution to the conflict in Darfur. This is not happening, and this is the gap which actually Security Council need to fill.
You talk about the political process in Doha. You were invited to participate in talks with the government or with Khartoum, as long as the other rebel groups from Darfur, to try to address some of these concerns. You have decided not to go. So why do you expect the Security Council to push ahead to address those concerns in Doha when you are not part of the solution there?
No, it's, we are there. Actually, GEM was the movement which launched and started the Doha process in the first place. But what is happening right now in Doha actually is not, you know, leading to any kind of peaceful and durable solution to the conflict of Darfur. Doha right now is the PR exercise and platform for the government of Sudan, because they said that, you know, they want peace and they are there, but actually they are there just for PR exercise. Even their strategy put it very clear that negotiation is not their priority. And, you know, we reached about two agreements in Doha. There is no single provision of those two agreements actually has been implemented on the ground. We, in the agreement of the goodwill agreement, we spoke and we discussed and we agreed on the issue of protection of ITPs and protection of civilians and the humanitarian access. And now the government of Sudan is doing the opposite. They are harassing the ITPs. They are violating the basic rights of the ITPs. They are impeding, actually, the humanitarian process and doing all this kind of thing. And the mediation has no leverage at all. And the mediation has no action at all, actually, to pressure the government of Sudan and the ruling party to live up to its responsibilities and commitment, according to the two agreements. So the Doha process is not a meaningful one. It's not a serious one. What we appeal to the international community and basically to Security Council, the UN Security Council, is to evaluate the Doha process, is to rectify the actions in Doha process, is actually to reform and to restructure the Doha process to be a meaningful process and serious process which can, you know, assist the parties to reach an agreement. But with the current situation actually in Doha right now, we don't think that there is any kind of political horizon. So we don't want to be there just for the sake of negotiation. We don't negotiate for the sake of negotiation. We negotiate actually to reach a peaceful agreement. The government of Sudan is not ready for that one. They are doing the opposite on the ground actually, and there is no any kind of pressure from any member of the international community or any key players from the international community to make the government commit itself to the agreement which you signed, to the provision of international humanitarian law. They are killing our people. They are massacring our people. They are impeding the humanitarian access, you know, to our people on the ground, whether they are in the ITP camps or the needy population, actually, in all of Darfur.